Within the walled city of Yerushalayim, there's more Kedusha than any other city in Eretz Yisrael. So, that within the walled city of Yerushalayim, you can eat kachem kalam such as shlamim and maitha behema, and so too you can eat maitha sheni. Harabayis makudish mehemim. Harabayis, the temple mount on which the Beit HaMikdash is built, has more Kedusha than the rest of Yerushalayim. The Harabayis is an area of 500 amas by 500 amas. And it's considered Machaneh Leviyah. Shein Zavim Uzavos Nidos V'yaldos Nichnasim L'sham. Zavim Zavos Nidos and Yaldos cannot enter the Harabayim. Hachayom Mekudosh Mimena. The area called the Chayim, which is an area that encompasses 10 Amos. There's a wall that has 10 Spachim high called the Sert, that's 10 Amos away from the Ezra's Nashim. Within that wall is called the Chayim, and it has more Kedusha than the rest of Harabayim. That guy, and somebody who became Tamei Tameis, cannot enter past this wall called the Sirt. Even though Oivdei Chacham and the Chacham were guys who have a din like Zavim. And Zavim, we say, cannot enter any part of the Harabayis, but as far as this is concerned, the Chacham were not guys, and Oivdei Chacham cannot enter the Harabayis, just he can only go until the Chayim. Ezra's Nashim Mekudeshes Mimenu, Shein's Full Yom Nichnas L'Sham. Ezra's Nashim, which is an area of 135 amas by 135 amas, that's still considered Machane Levi, and it has more Kedusha than the Chayim, that its full yom cannot enter into the Ezra's Nashim. Then Chayav Malei Chatzis, but if its full yom does enter in the Ezra's Nashim, would not be Chayav a Chatzis, or to any other Tameh that entered the Ezra's Nashim, would not be Chayav a Chatzis, and since it's still considered Machane Levi, it's not as Chomer as the rest of the Beit HaMikdash. Now that which its full yom cannot enter the Ezra's Nashim, or that its main maze cannot enter the Chayav, that's all Midrabba. Ezra's Yisrael Mekudeshes Mimenu Shein Mechusar Kippurim Nichnas L'Sham. The Ezra's Yisrael, the Azar, which is 135 Amos by 11 Amos, has more Kedusha than the Ezra's Nashim, but the Ezra's Yisrael is already considered Machane Shechina. That a Mechusar Kippurim, somebody who is Tamei and has not yet brought his korban such as Zava or Yoledet, that has to bring a korban. Even though they went to the Mikvah and had hair of Shemet, they're still considered Mechusar Kippurim until their korban is brought the next day, and they cannot enter Ezra's Yisrael until their korban is brought. Bechayavin Alei Chatas. Anybody who is Tamei and enters the Ezra's Yisrael would be Chayav Echatas. Since the Ezra's Yisrael is considered Machane Shechina, it's more Chomer than any of the other areas in the Harabayis. And somebody who enters it in a state of Tumah is Chayav Chatas. If he does so, Beshogeg. If he does so, Bemez. It is Chayav Kart. Ezra Sakonim Mekudeshes Mimena. Ezra Sakonim, which is 135 Amos by 11, has more Kedusha than the Ezra's Yisrael. Shein Yisrael Nechnatim L'Sham Ela Bishach Zorchem. That a Yisrael, a non-Kohen, cannot enter the Ezra's Kohanim unless he has some necessity. Even somebody who's Tar, if he's not a Kohen, he cannot enter the Ezra's Kohanim for no reason. The necessities are L'smicha, L'shchita, L'tnufa. Somebody who brings a korban and has to do smicha, he can enter the Ezra's Kohanim to do smicha. As the Baal of the korban is the one that does the smicha, the Pasuk says the Samach is Yado. And so too, if a Yisrael, a non-Kohen, wants to do shchita. A shchita is kasha b'zor. Somebody who's not a Kohen can also do Shechita. In such a case, he can enter the Ezra's Kohanim to do Shechita. And so too, to do Tnufa, also Yisrael can enter the Ezra's Kohanim, as the Baalim have to be there by the Tnufa, as the Kohanim puts his hand on top of the hand of the Baalim during the Tnufa. Sechus Kelim, Paragalaf, Mishnah Tev, Beine Ulam, Ulam Izbeach, Mekudosh Mimena. The area in between the Ulam, which is the Makom that opened up to the Hechel, and the Mizbeach, has more Kedusha than the rest of the Ezra's Kohanim. Shein Bali Mumin Upuri Rose Nechnasim L'Sham. The Kohanim that have a mum, or they have grown their hair, they have not gotten a haircut within the past 30 days, they cannot enter that area in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Ha-Heichon Mekudosh Mimenu Shein Nechnas L'Sham Shalor Rachos Yadayim V'Raglayim. The Heichon, and so too the Ulam that opens up to the Heichon, have more Kedusha than the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. That a Kohanim that did not wash his hands and feet from the Kiyah cannot enter the Heichon. Kodesh HaKadosh Mekudosh Mehem. The Kodesh Kedoshim has even more Kedusha than the Heichon. Shein Nechnas L'Sham L'Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim B'Shas HaAvodah. That only the Kohen Gadol can enter the Kodesh Kedoshim, and even the Kohen Gadol himself can only enter there on Yom HaKippurim, and on Yom Kippurim itself he can only enter B'Shas HaAvodah while doing the Avodah. As the Pasuk says, B'Yavah B'Choeitah HaKodesh, even the Kohen Gadol cannot come anytime he wants into the Kodesh Kedoshim. There are four times that the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom HaKippurim. The first time is to be Makdir the Ketores. The second time is to be Mazeh from the Dam HaPar. The third time is to be Mazeh from the Dam HaSar. And the fourth time is to take out the Kaf HaMachzeh that he brought in there to be Makdir the Ketores. And if the Kohen Gadol would enter a fifth time in Yom HaKippurim, he would be Chayav Mizeh, just like anybody else who enters the Kodesh Kedoshim. Amar Rabbi Yosi, b'chamisha dvarim bein ulam el mizbeach shava lehechol. Rabbi Yosi argues with the Tanakam, and he said there are five things that the area between the ulam and the mizbeach had the same kedusha as the hechol itself. She'ein baling mumen upri rosh ustui yayin ushalo rachot yudayim v'raglayin echnasim l'shav. That corn that have a mum, or they have grown their hair and have not gotten their hair gone within the past 30 days. So too, if they drink a revius yayin, or have not washed their hands and feet from the kid, they cannot enter the area between the ulam and the hechol, just like they cannot enter the hechol itself. And opposed to the Tanakhama, even though they agree that Puri Rosh and Bali Mumma cannot enter the area between the ulam and the mizbeach, but they disagree with Rabbi Yosi as far as Shtui Yayin and Shalarachat Yudayim Raglayim are concerned. According to Tanakhama, even though they can't enter the hechol, they could enter the area between the ulam and the mizbeach. According to Rabbi Yosi, there's another similarity in the area between the ulam and the mizbeach and the hechol itself, which is when the coin is being mocked to the Torah in the hechol, all the Kohanim who are in the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach have to go away and go to the other part of the Hazar that's not between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And so too, according to Rabbi Yosef, when the Kohen Gadol is being mocked to Torah in the Kodesh Kedoshim when Yom Kippurim, all the Kohanim have to leave the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. They cannot be present during the Haktaris, whether the Torah is being nicked in the Hechol like it's done every day, or whether it's being nicked in the Kodesh Kedoshim like it's done on Yom Kippur, no Kohanim could be present between the Ulam and the Mizbeach B'Shach HaKtar. While the Tanakhama disagreed that they hold, even though that's correct, that no Kohanim could be present between the Ulam and the Mizbeach B'Shach HaKtaris in the Hechol, when the Torah is being nicked there in the Hechol, but on Yom Kippur, when the Torah is nicked there in the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Kohanim are allowed to be in the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Only in the area of the Hechol itself do the Kohanim have to leave B'Shach HaKtaris in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Now, the Rambam asked a question over here. We saw in Mishnah above that the Mishnah says Esther Kedusha, saying there are 10 levels of Kedusha, depending on the area. And when the Mishnah lists all the levels, it lists 11 Kedushas, 11 different areas of Kedusha. So the Rambam answered B'Shem the Gaon that the first Kedusha that Eretz Yisrael has more Kedusha than other Arasas is not included in the Esther Kedusha. The reason being that that Kedusha is not as significant as the other Kedusha, as nobody is barred from actually entering Eretz Yisrael. Just certain minchas have to be brought from the Tevuah of Eretz Yisrael, so that's not included in the Esther Kedusha. Another answer that is given is that which the Mishnah said the Esther Kedusha chain is gone according to Rabbi Yosi, who says over here that the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach and the Hechol itself has the same Kedusha. And all the dinim that apply to the Hechol apply also to the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, so therefore they're only Esther Kedusha. But the Tanakhama, who said there are different dinim between the area of the Ulam and the Mizbeach and the area of the Hechol, they would hold that there are 11 Kedushas.